The Yukon River Delta could flood tonight, causing major erosion as a storm moves up the Bering Sea coast. The National Weather Service has issued a coastal flood warning from 6 p.m. this evening to noon Wednesday for the Yukon Delta. Water could rise 8 to 10 feet near Kotluk and 4 to 6 feet elsewhere. A storm surge and high tides are expected to raise sea levels and push water upriver. The agency warns that major erosion could occur. The ice that protects the land during winter storms has not yet formed. The Weather Service advises residents to move boats and other belongings far above the high tide line. Kotluk Tribal Administrator Pauline Okitun says the community is getting ready. Tribal council members are announcing the storm over VHF radio and sending texts to residents on how to prepare.
Just make sure things are on their property are locked down and have their vehicles at a higher location along with the boat, have enough oil, stove oil for their heating, and preparing for the lights to come out.
Kotluk has vigilantly planned for storms since a flood devastated the village in November 2013. That night, surging waters sent ice flows ripping through the town, smashing boardwalks, sewage lines, and homes. But Okitun says there's little ice to do damage this year. Kotluk is mostly surrounded by open water. Other Yukon villages are preparing for the storm as well. Alakanuk Tribal Administrator Ray Oney is asking community members to keep their VHF radios ready and says village police officers are standing by to help. Noonan Mikwa City Advisor Karin Finch says the tribal office is keeping its eye on the weather reports. No ice has formed around the community to protect the land if waters rise. So far, the Yukon Delta has not seen flooding this year, but that could change this evening. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.